Right, all those that are here, all those that are listening in from far, on this field, it's a schus to be able to take part and tell your way. That one's schus on the Zakai, the ultimate. It's organized day in, day out, week in, week out, whatever time here it is, and not to Zikra Rabbah. Today is the last day of Chol HaMoed Pesach. And it's Erev Shvi'i Shel Pesach. I want to discuss the Halacha, the Agoda, and the Kudda, and the Gate of Shvi'i Shel Pesach. We know that normally on Yom Tov, we say full Halim. First 2 days Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkos. The rest of Pesach, we don't say half halal. So Shulchan Aruch and Siman Tov Tzadi. This also brings down the Gemara Erechim that the reason why we only say part halal on the last days of Yom Tov is Mofek the Kasha. Maishnon Sukkos, every day we say full halal, and when it comes to Pesach, only the first 2 days, and that's Sol first day, and Chutzal's first 2 days, Maishnon Pesach and Sukkos. Maishnon b'chag domin l'kol yoyimah, Maishnon b'pesach domin l'kol yoyimah. So the Gemara says, now Sukkos, every day has got different kabbalahs, which means it gives it to din like a new Yom Tov every day. And if it's a new Yom Tov, then we say full halal every day. Mashenkin and Pesach, the Kabbalists are the same. The Musafim are the same. It's crowded the different Krisatayda. But the Musafim are the same. Maybe it's like one big Yom Tov. And if it's one big Yom Tov, we only say one halal. So in other words, twice is something more say that Yom Tov is Mechayv, and one should say halal. But twice is genug just to say once halal in the whole of Yom Tov. So if it's a separate Yom Tov, then every day is a new Mechayv of Halal. Hashem came on Pesach, but it's not a new Yom Tov, because the Musavim are the same, the Kabbalists are the same, we only say once. The second one, Erechim. Bis Yosef brings down, quotes, the Shabbat Alechem Shema Medesh, which is perhaps more well known than the Gemara, that the reason why we don't say full Halal on the rest of Pesach, because Maisa Yodel Tayyum Bayom Nitvu Amitzim, the Mitzim were drowned in the Yam, Uchsiv bin Afoyla Yivchal Tismach, and that's why we don't say Halil, don't say full Halil on the rest of Pesach. The beginning of Pesach, yes, but the rest of Pesach not. So Mefarshim already explained that really this main reason is a Sibba for Shvi'i Shel Pesach, not for Chol HaMoed, but if we don't say Shvi'i Shel Pesach, don't say Chol HaMoed. But the Shvekat is, why do we need two Tamim? The Gemara asks the Kasha, and the Gemara says the reason is it's one long Yom Tov, it's not a separate Yom Tov. And the Chazal say a different reason, and the Medrash quote, and the Poskim quote the Medrash because of Maisa Yodim Tovim Bayom. Another question is, if Maisa Yodim Tovim Bayom, but the Klai Yisrael did say Shiva. So if Klai Yisrael said Shiva, so why can't we say Halal? You're going to make Chilti Malochim and Klal Yisrael. So then at the time Klal Yisrael said Shira and Malochim weren't allowed to say Shira at the time because of Maisa Yodim Mayom. But so if we didn't say Shira, why can't we say Halal? So when they get to the main Kasha, there's a famous vault, it was like for Rabban Kotler, it's a Muchabet and Menebe in the Gemoras. If you look through the Sugyas and Erechin is Mavur, that there's two Sibas to be Mechayv Halal. The Moshul, the Gemara in Erechim, Daf Yudam and Beis. So the Gemara says, that why don't we say Halil every Shabbos? It's not called a Yom Tov. Rosh Chodesh is a Yom Tov. The text says you need a Yom Tov with this Malacha. So the Gemara says, in order to say Halil, there's a Machayah that has to have a Shem Yom Tov with this Malacha. The Gemara says a different reason. Then the Gemara says that he passed why Chanukah it's not a moed, and there's not also the seas malachas. Why do you say hal? So the Gemara says because of Nes. For the Gemara in Purim, something more time not then. Is mufuv betz menei ben the Gemara that there's two sivas to be mechayv hal. There's a siva to be mechayv hal as yontif. Yontif is mechayv hal, and there's another siva to be mechayv hal as Nes. So regular Yomim Tovim, you've got the Chiyuv of Halil as a Yomtev. Chanukah and Purim is be'etzim because of Nes. And Purim is a Zaytik Asibba. Why we don't say Halil? Because of the Nes of Purim. So Kuntayis, as be'etzim, there's two Sibbas to be Mechayiv Halil. There's a Sibba to be Mechayiv Halil because of Yomtev, and there's a Sibba to be Mechayiv Halil as the Nes. There's a lot of rate, I don't want to go into that now. Whether the hal, the moshe that we say erev Pesach, b'shas shchitza Pesach or leil Pesach, is that after Yom Tov or is that after Nes? As you see, it's mitzayim. It's the reiven. The bigger zachem. Yeah. But kaponim is also the meisa in the gemara's mavur that there's two sibbos to be mechayv hal. Oy parzei is on the swam. I push the cheshbon over here for not to say hal on the shvi'ish of Pesach. We need two sibbos. Mitzadech or it's a yontif. If it's a yontif, we should say halal for yontif. Of dames of the Gemara, it's not a special yontif because it's got similar kabonas. And therefore, as yontif, you're not chayv halal because it's not a separate yontif. But the shvekait is on shvish and pesach. Let's say halal for the nes of kriyas yamsuf of the din nes. The nes of kriyas yamsuf should be mechayv halal, just like Chanukah there's a nes. And that's Mechayv Halal. Purim is a nest, and the Gemara's down. Why we don't say Halal? Can we make a Megillah's Bimkhem Halal? But Kapolim, the nest is Mechayv Halal. So the nest of Shri Shapes should also be Mechayv Halal. Of them is not the Gemara Acheshbon, of them is not the Medrash Acheshbon, because of Mais Yom Tov Bayom, this nest can't be Mechayv Halal. So Kuntai is that Be'etzem, Ma'amuchod, Bale Priga, each one's mashed on the other one, because in the Gemara's Mavur that there's two sibbas to be Mechayv Halal. One sibah as yontiv, and on that we, and that's what the Gemara deals with, and the Gemara says it's not called a separate yontiv, and that's why the yontiv of Shri Shal Pesach is not Mechayv Halal, and who had in the rest of yontiv also not. There was a new cheshbon that we should say Halal Poshet, because as the nes of Kriyas Yamsuf, as Bechlau, Sipun Eshtei, Vein Meshviat Tzeh, Lashem Lekecha, we don't normally find that yontiv is on the seventh day, yontiv that says the eighth day. So he says, Atzeres is that since Klal Yisrael came together to say Shira, Umamele is Shenikik on the Deiris of Sayontav of Shri Shal Pesach, and that's that Atzeres is they came together to say Shira. So of them, as the Nes we should tell, of them is Otman Maisel Tumbeil.
You don't need the Svara anymore of the Kol HaMoed after Shri Shal Pesach.
What?
You don't need the Svara
because
of the Nest, that's not passing on. Yeah, that's correct. Yeah.
So, how
could
Bnei Yisrael sing
Shirik? Oh, wait a minute. That's the first chelik. It's a more the halacha dika chelik. As how the medrash fits in with the Gemara, why we need both. It's like my son Nochem Taka said, the Chalamayid. The reason why we've only got the cheshbon of the Gemara, but the cheshbon of the Gemara was only a new sibah to be mechayv Shir Shal Pesach, which anyway wouldn't have been a geya during Chalamayid. The Shaila Lama Rangin and the Chalik, that Taki Klal Yisrael said Shira then at the time, and Malachim weren't allowed to say Shira. We say halal, we don't say halal. Yeah. It's Rabban Kotler Tosh Atamaimah, Mr. Rabban, where he says Pshatazay. The Be'emes, in saying Shira, in saying halal to Rabban Shalelam, there's two cheshbonos. There's Bimefasim Nisim of the Rabban Shalelam. Mefasim Nisim. Praising the Rabban for what the Rabban did. One cheshbon of saying halal. He says, but there's another cheshbon of saying halal, of shira, is that the tachlis of Yitzias Mitzrayim and the tachlis of Kriyas Yamsuf was through the process of Vayamin v'Hashem v'Yomus Hashem v'Yamin v'Hashem v'Shavtei to inculcate to mashish and klal yisol the yisodus of emunah and bitochen. There were Yidden that until Kriyas Yamsuf were maminim nishka maminim. There were all groups alayam. When it came to Kriyas Yamsuf, v'Yiru ha'omes Hashem, the Rambam's medayik. Bnei Yisrael, they were always mamim, the Om wasn't mamim. Vayiru ha'omes Hashem ayimin v'Hashem Moshe Avda means even the Om came to, even the lower level of Klal Yisrael came to a level of emunah b'tochen and the Rabbi Hashem, ad kedei kavah, that's a tshiva. The tachlis was that Klal Yisrael should come to this level of emunah in the Rabbi Hashem, and that should, and come to a level of emunah and say tshiva. Saying Shira, Zot Rabban, isn't just to praise the Rabban Shalom. Saying Shira is to be mechazik within ourselves, the Yisrael of Emunah B'tochen. Just like we understand there's such things as Machshov, there's Dibur, there's Ma'is. I think something. There's a fleeting thought sometimes come in and go out. It doesn't always, it's not always Koveya by the Mensch. When you say something, a Dibur's Koveya. A dibur is mashpia. It's in Santa Loshin and Mishnah Bruin, the Shabbos and Mareish Nun, that when you do something with Chovod Shabbos, you say with Chovod Shabbos. Ki a dibur payelis kudosh of all the Loshin and Mishnah Bruin. It's based on among the Avraham, Mishnah Bruin, another couple of words. A dibur payelis kudosh of all them. Saying I'm doing something with Chovod Shabbos is mashpia. Dibur is mashpia. Dibur is mashpia in both ways. It's mashpia. Dvorm toivim mashpia le toivim chasvim. And faket, a dibur ra is mashpia. A dibur is mashpia on a person. Shira is even more than dibur. When there was a niggun to it, there wasn't a niggun to it, it's difficult to know. Came off Mishma Chadish going, it's all my gantza nusach from Shira. Abba leil shisha pesach and that's all my gantza nusach. Abba mitzad the neginus, as Balkei will tell you, there's no special neginus. Start into sound and all the shiras, dvaira, and tilim. There's no special neginus in the shira b'chlal. So the spice is the vet alein zogun shira. About the problem, saying shira is kivea, believe what I'm saying. And that's the chashivas of shira, and that's the danger of a wrong type of shira, a wrong type of negunim, a wrong type of words. It's mashpi on the person. The Rabbi Shalom wanted that Klal Yisrael should come out of Yitzis Mitzrayim, that called Yechizkan Emunah. A whole Emunah is based on Yitzis Mitzrayim. And the climax was Shira Sayyam. The climax was Kriyas Yamsuf Shira Sayyam. So Nachanam, saying praise to the Rabbi Shalom Yedainian for Mais Yon Tevim Yom Atayim Shira. It's as if the Rabbi Shalom says, now is not the time to praise me for what I'm doing. Mais Yon Tevim Yom. Oh, but to be kaveh that Korah believe in Klal Yisrael that we should feel the nisim and that we should be nisayra and it should have an everlasting effect on our neshamas. That faket, that was the tachlis, and the Rabbi Shalom didn't want to take the three from Klal Yisrael. Lek noch zu akneid faket. That's not a steerer to the mitzvah. In fact, if the mitzvah were catalyst, the mitzvah were sibber, that because of that Klal Yisrael came to a high level of emunah. If anything, does it go in our tieles? For the mitzvahs, it wasn't the steer to my Yom Tov Meyom. So to stand, say Hallel, stand to praise the Rabbi Nishalelam, now is not the time and place. Saying Shira and being Kaveh, the Hakorah, believe in Klal Yisrael, that the Chizuk and Emunah that Klal Yisrael had out of Yitzis Mitzrayim, Faket Adrava, that we didn't want to take away, that was disagreeing the Gans Tachlis from them, and we didn't want to take that away from Klal Yisrael. Umamela, that's why Klal Yisrael could say Shira, Hakam Malochim, when they say they don't steig out of what they're saying. It's just Elamai saying Sheva to the Rabban Shalem, Sheva to the Rabban Shalem of them, Masyom Tim Bayom. Weist is that when we say Hallel on Yom Tov, it's not a protestic Hallel for Negev to Kriyas Yamsuf. It's a general Hallel of saying Sheva to the Rabbi Shalom. And maybe it's got the same Gedorim as Malochim's Shira. As Malochim's Hallel and Shira, that wasn't the time.
Why
do you have Hallel? It's a minute, like Rosh Chodesh, it's good. Kenta, it's better than Rosh Chodesh. Chalamayt, again, Shem, them, Zaham, and making them with the half halal chalamayt is the same as the Shechish al-Saminik. But perhaps let's take it a little bit further than that. The Mishnah in Sof Ovis, where the Mishnah says, last Mishnah Ovis, last case of Raisa, Kol ma shebo HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'olamai le'broi el l'chvayta. The Rebbe Rebbechen created in the Bria was l'chvayta, shenema, kol ha'apos in Yishai, kol ha'nika b'shmi, v'l'chvayta b'rosi tzatva v'asitziv. Everything in the Bria is l'chvayta Rebbein Shalem. We're here to give cover to the Rebbein Shalem. We're here to be mefas b'fei Shemayim. That's our tachlis. V'oime, v'tais the Mishnah, Hashem yimlech le'lam bo'et. Interessant. That the Mishnah is Mois Vashem Yimlech Leil Avoid. Pashtus Vashteto is that the Tachlis of Klal Yisrael is to be fasting for each mind and to be Mamlech for the Rabbein Shalem. There's a famous word from Gaon, Gaon's Mishli, Kapitel Chav Zayin, Pasuk Chav Zayin, that the Gaon says, HaRishon HaDikin Kuta, Zechleit Tina Melech M'tamoishim. Melech, what's the difference? A Melech is a democratic leader, he's voted in, people want him, and people accept him. A Moshe is a dictator, he does what he wants. He rules by power, through power, with power. A Moshe. Ki Lashem Hamlucha O Moshe Bagoyim, the end of Shira Sayom says, you took him in different places, not after the order either. Ki Lashem Hamlucha O Moshe Bagoyim, the Rabbein Yishleilam is Lashem Hamlucha. We're Maki, the Rabbein Shem is being the Melech. Umoishel Bagoyim amongst the Umasayim, the Rabbanim also rules, whether they like it or not, the Rabbanim was in charge. So the Rabbanim was, for us, the Rabbanim was Abchina from Amelech, and for the Umasayim, the Rabbanim was Abchina from Amoishel. Lashem Amlucha Moish Bagoyim. Ve'olu Moishim Atzin Lishpitzayis Avayis Lashem Amlucha, L'tseif Adayis, when the whole world would be making Kveit Shemayim, and making Malcha Shemayim, Ve'it Lashem Amlucha, Hoy Hashem Lamelech HaKolot. That's the sequence of the Psukim over there. As it starts off, Lashem Amlucha Moish Vagoyim, but eventually it'll be Boy Hashem Lamelech HaKoloet. And that's the tachlis that the whole world should be Malchus Malchu Shemayim. The whole Nisod L'Moshe Rishonah be Mamlich the Rabbein Shalom. Rabbein Shalom is king, it doesn't need us. The Mamlich the Rabbein Shalom means that we acknowledge and we're Mephas and Rabbein Shalom's Melech. Tak interessant, tomorrow's Friday. Today's Thursday, tomorrow's Friday. The Shishi Yom is Friday, Lashem Amlucha Geis Lovish. For us. So Pirkei D'Rebbeleizer, Pirkei D'Rebbeleizer brings the Moed D'Kazach. Pirkei D'Rebbeleizer says that B'Shas Yitziras Odom, Odom was created on Friday, Yom Shishi, sixth day of the Bria. Odom Rishon got up, came out of Rishon, Tzikap of the Rabbein Shalom, Mamish Gleichlo, the Odom Rishon Kodem Achet. So all the Brias that were created in the world thought that he created them. And they came to bow down to him, Boin Shetach, let's bow down to Odom Rishon, he created us. He looked, Odom Rishon Kodem Achet. They answered the cap of the Rabbein Shalom. So they came to bow down to him. So the Rishon says, you're making a mistake. Let's all come together and bow down and be mamlich the Rabbein Shalom, created me and you. Shenem Hashem Moloch Geis Lovish Hashem Moises Asa. Let's give the Rabbein Shalom the Geus, give the Rabbein Shalom the pride, give the Rabbein Shalom superiority, that the Rabbein Shalom is Melech. Hashem Moloch Geis Lovish. That's why it's the Shishi Yom of Friday, while Odom Rishon was the one. So the first one that was Mamlich the Rabbein Shem and the Bria was Odom Rishon. Acknowledge and was Mephas and the Rabbein Shem was Melech and the Gantz of Bria. So Hashem Baruch Geis Lovish. Tak comes out Shri Shal Pesach. Is Tak Ya Friday. Is Hashem, the climax of the Shira was Hashem Yimlech Le'levoy, the Rabbein Shem was Melech and the Gantz of Bria. That's the climax of the Gantz of Shira, say Hashem Yimlech Le'levoy. The Rabbein Shem Malchus was, is, and will always be. So the tachlis of Kriyas Yamsuf was to be mefasim, kvod shamayim, and to acknowledge, and that's why the Rabbein Shem created the world. The Rabbein Shem created the world in order that there should be nivroim, that's a mamlich the Rabbein Shem, that's the whole tachlis of Bria, that's our tachlis. There's a Ramban, the famous Ramban, the end of Parshas Bo'i. Most people, these couple lines in the middle. Where the Ramban talks about all these sages of Mitzrayim, all the Nissim, the Ramban, etc. But in the middle, the Ramban says, "Ain lo tam achem the kavuna yitzir el yaino." What's the Rebbein want out of the Bria? That we should acknowledge and thank the Rebbein for created us and that brecha nachnu. That's the chashivas of tefillah, that's the chashivas of a mokum tefillah, that everyone comes together to say, Reisech anachnu, we're your subject, and you're our melech. Ki yizyam sashtek seidu malchusa barotzi kibla aleyem. B'shaz ki yizyam sashtek, it came to our diary, the Klal Yisrael were mekabel barotzi malchus shamayim. So in other words, the climax of Shira Sayom was that Hashem Yiruch L'Lavod, which is Be'emes, the ganze Tachlis of Briya, and the ganze Tachlis of Klal Yisrael, and our whole function in the world is to be Mamlech L'Rabbein Shem. We're the role models of people that are Mamlech L'Rabbein Shem, and we're Mespal, as L'Osid, Afil L'Om Asayla, we'll be Mamlech L'Rabbein Shem. So it can tell us that the Shira Sayom, Klal Yisrael, that the whole tachlis was to be mechazet Klal Yisrael. The first thing we said to be mamlech the Rabbein Shem, that korah believe what we that to be mashish within ourselves through shira the all the limudim of Yitzis Mitzrayim, and that the Rabbein Shem didn't want to take away from us. Faket, that was the tachlis. There's another nekuda, as in Shira Sayom, the climax of the Shira Sayom is Hashem Yimlech Leilavoyed, as we're Mephas and Malchus Shemayim, and through that we've got the Zchus Kiyum. Zvot, Bilam wanted to try to destroy Klal Yisrael. And Bilam knew the Rega when the Rabbein Shem was Bekas of Klal Yisrael. The Rabbein Shem was Bekas during those times, in Mom Rochitz. Of Frictasis, what would have Bilam said? In that one word, what would you have said? Kali. But there's one shot in Tasis, he'd have started off. Once he started off, he'd have carried on. But here's a Kali. Tasin brought it. Tasin Abu Dazor adds a couple of words. The Rabbein of the Zibigadre to stick to us, Melech boy. That the Melech is the same Oisius as Kali, the other way around. Mem Lamed Chof, Chof Lamed Mem. So Truas Melech Boy is the opposite, the converse of Kalim. Was linked to him then. Yeah, Tamil, Sazembah, David Cohen, Tom Zuntan, and Mary Bochfinkel, Nabu Chaim. They both bring down the same Nakuta. That what's Shat Truas Melech Boy is the opposite to Kalim. If the Rabbi Shem Chassid Sholem would have been created, would have destroyed Klal, if Bilam would have been Matzliya to destroy Klal, so there wouldn't have been anyone in the breed that's Mamlech, the Rabbi Shleilam. And there's a B'chinef Ne Melech B'Leom, you need people to be Mamlech, to be Mamlech a Melech. A Melech, if he hasn't got a Melech B'Leom, so I pass away, the Chuskiyum of Klal Yisrael is there, Nekuta, that we're the ones that Mamlech, the Rabbi Shleilam. So it's not just time to play on the words of Truas Melech Boy, a play on the words that Grad and Melech happens to be the other way around to Kalim. The fact that Truas Melech Boy, that we're the ones that are Mamlech the Rabbein Shem, we're the ones that represent Malchus Shemayim. And our Anhog is such Anhog that represents Malchus Shemayim, Faket, that gives us our Zchus Kiyum, and through that we could be. We overturned Bilam's rotzen of the Kalim, because if the Kalim wanted to be the Melech, and the whole Tachas Habri is Malchus Shemayim. It's interesting to say, as Dov Kain says also, of them Shemati Mechoch Mecha, don't tell us who. It's interesting to say, in Ashrei, there's Aleph Beis except for Nun. In three psukim, consecutive psukim is Malchus, Chof Lamed Mem. Is in the Chof Lamed Mem, and those three psukim talk about Malchus. Our Zchus Kiyum is how much we Mamlech the Rabbein Shem as a klal and as a prat. Ramban shtek sof azinu. As Ramban sof azinu, the Ramban says, however, whatever our various klal Yisrael can sometimes do, but one of the main cheshbon is why the Rabbein Shem never destroys klal Yisrael chutz for the avtocha, because there'll be no one left in the breed that's Mamlech the Rabbein Shem. And that's our Zchus Kiyum. Our answer Zchus Kiyum is to be Mamlech the Rabbein Shem, I will not understand, we begrudgingly, I've got to listen to the Rabbein Shem. To be Mamlech the Rabbein Shem, Malchusa Gerotzen Kibla Aleim, is Shvishal Pesach Zazman, when Klai saw for the first time, Hom Eizgeret Kutzkin, or the Mauritian Demos at the time, was Mamlech the Rabbein Shem, or when Klai saw as a unit, Klai saw as a whole, Sie gewähnt der Beginn in Pesach und Tage, wie man schabt das aus der Rebbeinschef, es wird abgeteilt von Halle Abde Hashem, wie wir kämen Abde Hashem. Das war immer Maßbier, der Beginn in Pesach, wo sie gerne von Abde Hashem, und nach dem Ende Pesach, wie Schatz Kies Jamsu steht, mal Hamar wie Bonne bin Gizel Jamsu, mal Chusse Brotzen kim Lalem, sie gewähnt, wie man kabel auf uns selbst, wie die ganze Malchus Shamaim, wie man kabel auf uns selbst, Brotzen, Malchus Shamaim, und da gäbe es das Chusse Bonne, und er tut die Tiffen an Hoge von Rebbeinschlelle. So da wurde auf Schwierchen Pesach, und that's why Shir Sayon plays such a central part. Das ist eine interessante Sache. Das ist ein Chazal, als Beschass, als auch ein Schulchen merkt dann also, auch ein Schulchen bringt sie sehr gut, ich bin Schirr Sayon. So, ich frage das Scheile also, wie alles dort auf Teuren wie im Gsum. Malchus kein Schäfer ist Teuren Gsum in der Wien. Und ich schäme dann wegen dem. Teuren wie im Gsum. Hier, wir start off with all different Psyken all over, Psyken der Zimra. And the last thing that we say is as Yosha and the Chayim, which is start on the Torah, and they go into the Vim Ksuvim. And they make them the Lach HaShulchan, and it's in the Nalef. So the Lach HaShulchan, I bring the cash from Zer Kodesh. And Zer says that Shiris HaYom Zazah, Ahoich HaZach, we want to bring it as close as possible to Shvan Shvan Esra. That's what we say to the end. Hagam La'aloch, if you're short of time, it's the first thing to miss out. Shvanoch. Aber in Meisse, in Zerkode steht, that Shias HaYom Zazay Choshev, so we pushed it till the end, that it should be as close as possible to Shema Nishman Esra, das ist Shias HaYom. Ze bringt auch eine Schuld von Zerkode. Ich schaue, weil Shias HaYom, Chazal tell us, was ist Shias HaYom, was Simcha, und Meichel, 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 und So Shir Sayom, the climax of the Shir Sayom is the last possible from Hashem Yivnech Leila Boed, that when the Kabbal of Zich, Malcha Shemaim, Barotzen, we're happy to be Avdei Hashem, it's a privilege to be Avdei Hashem, and we feel like born into the Rabbein Shem, we behave like born into the Rabbein Shalila. It does is Etelche Yisaitis in Shir Sayom, Chelik Halocha, two Sibbas, to sum up the Chelik Halocha, two Sibbas for not saying Halil on Shri Shal Pesach, is gebaut on the fact that there's two mechayim of halal, one nes and one yontif. And the chilek ha-godah shibay, the chashivas of Shir Sayom, what we can steig from Shir Sayom, what Klal Yisrael, what was nes said at the time for Klal Yisrael to steig from Shir Sayom, the Rebbeinu Shem didn't want to take away from Klal Yisrael. And the fact we were reading yet, that the whole tachlis of Klal Yisrael, and tachlis ha-briyah, and tachlis from the umar of Klal Yisrael is, to be mefasim malchus shamayim, so that's why in the shira is the shira of the words was Moshe Rabbeinu b'nevuah. Shchinbar be'ez tech yoinei klal yisol said shira sayom and the climate was Hashem yimlech le'en avoid. It does is the malchus of rotzen kibla aleim. So we should be zeicher that we're reliving the experience of shira sayom and it's mevun alles voim. It's not just Dami, it's history. We are reliving the Tkufa when we mechazak ourselves in these Yisaitis. It's a Friday tomorrow, Hashem Moloch Geis Lovich. That was the first time in the Bria that there was someone that was Mamlich the Rabbein Shalem. Adayin Eilam Hashem Moloch B'Terem Kol Yitzi Nivra. The Rabbein Shalem was Melech all along. Achik, ich leis hakel vadim nechleis. What was this chadj in the Bria? Dami Shal Taitz, Azay Posh Abshad. The status in the Bria was that the Chiddush after Bria Sa'olam was, after Bria Sa'olam is, that there was someone called the Rebbeinu Melech. That's been Mamlech the Rebbeinu Shalom. So being Mamlech the Rebbeinu Shalom is not just good enough to say Hashem Melech. Our whole Hanhoga has got to show that we are Avdei Hashem and we're proud to be Avdei Hashem. And we mefas malchus shemayim, we should be zeicher bekoriv, so the ganze vahoysa l'Hashem amlucha v'Hashem amelech ha-kaboed, yume Hashem echad l'shmei echad ha-kitmoed.